This is the perfect time to start a side hustle, and this is also the perfect time to start a podcast about starting a side hustle. Kick it. The dream is free, but the hustle is sold separately. This is the Living My Side Hustle podcast.
Everyone, welcome back to Living My Side Hustle, a great podcast where we talk to other people and encourage you to pursue your dreams in your ideas and your side hustle plans. And Daniel is joining me today. Daniel wrote a book, which I have an advanced copy of here in Canada. You're Not Your Job, Going Above and Beyond for Yourself. It's right here. I got the book. And I'm so excited that I have Daniel's given me a copy of this in advance. And I've been reading through it. It's really good. You're going to need to get a copy of this and add this to your library. It's a great handbook for you. Again, you're not your job. And I love it, Daniel. Welcome to Living My Side Hustle.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for having me here. And I'm glad that you like the book and then that you have it in your hand.
Right?
It means a lot to me. It's thrilling to see it.
to know this has made its way all the way to Canada. That's kind of cool. And I'm happy to have this. It's great. Let everybody know, Daniel, where are you right now in this big world of ours?
So right now, at this very moment, I'm in northern Spain, in Galicia, in a small city called Pontevedra. I'm originally from Brazil. I lived in Germany. I'm currently living in Portugal. But at this very moment, I'm in Spain. So that's a whole lot of moving around.
Wow. And I'm just here at my house. And I haven't gone anywhere. And I feel really like I want to go somewhere now. Just talking to
but
you.
You're close to the Niagara Falls,
that's
right? So that's
right.
Awesome.
That's right. Very close. And sometimes I forget it's there, to be quite honest. I'll drive by and go, oh, yeah. Natural wonder right over there. Yeah. So anyway, it's amazing. Thank you for joining us on the podcast. We had you on Living the Next Chapter to talk about your book and your journey as an author. It's a great conversation. And I'll invite everybody, after you're done here, to head over there and get more Daniel. Because we all need more Daniel in our life. And we get into the book and talk more about that. It's really a great conversation. So over here on Living My Side Hustle, it's all about, again, as I mentioned at the top, we're here to encourage people that are thinking about having a side hustle or currently living their side hustle. They're looking for encouragement to keep going forward. They're looking for that new idea, just that spark. They want to be creative. They want to do something extra or different. So Daniel, tell us, what is your initial thoughts for a side hustler listening to the podcast? How would you encourage somebody to pursue their dream to do something extra?
Sure. So my main take here is like, try stuff out. Don't think too much ahead, right? I think for the first thing that you have to think, keep in mind is that you must have fun in the process, right? Because, I mean, we already do, already have the day job, so the commitments that we have to do, stuff that we should do, right? To pay the bills, to make ends meet. And sometimes people don't like that very much what they're doing. I mean, a day job may not necessarily be what you are aiming for in your life. So if you're handling something on the side, if you're pursuing your side hustle, I think the most important thing is to make it fun, to feel good about doing it, right? You should not. Something that I see often is like people trying to monetize it too early or focus too much on the financial outcome that will arise out of it, and this brings anxiety, right? This feels makes people rush to something. And in a way, I think that kind of defeats the purpose of a side hustle, right? Mm-hmm. That's at first to have fun doing it.
Right. And be creative. That's the other thing, I think, having a side hustle. It's a little bit intimidating because everything falls on your shoulders. It's your idea. You're the one who has to, in some cases, be the person who makes it happen. You're the one who has to, you know, come up with the funds to make it happen. You're the one who has to come up with the time to make it happen. And where you go to work, you go in, you go sit at your desk, somebody gives you a paycheck, you go home, right? You don't have to worry about all the other stuff. You just come do your job. When a side hustle, you have to do everything. So where do we start? How do we get organized when we have an idea for a side hustle? What would be your starting point to make some traction towards seeing your side hustle come to life?
So I think the first part is to understand what your fears are, right? So when I started doing this, you may have a bunch of fears that you're not even aware of. Something that I think that's particularly telling for me, and I believe that may be the case for more people, is that you have a vision in your mind, right? So this is something that you want to put out in the world. And it's so much easier to dream about something when it's only in your head, right? Oh, yeah, I'm going to write this amazing novel. I'm going to write this amazing book, or I'm going to develop some amazing course, and everyone is going to love it. And you dream like, okay, yeah, I'm going to get rich of it. I'm going to get famous out of it. You know, all this is in your mind, and you cannot sleep well because you're dreaming of the bright future that you have ahead. And I've been there like many, many different times. And the thing is, it's nice to live in this dream, right? So what's the problem? That it may give you an excuse to procrastinate just one, tomorrow I'll do that, right? Because, the fantasy is so nice to live in. It's like escape from whatever is your job if you don't like it, right? And then if you actually put your idea into action, if you try to it in the real world, it may not work as exactly as you predicted, right? So in that sense, I mean, maybe you're afraid of spoiling your idea, and then you kind of plan it a lot and you do a bunch of stuff. So I think that one of the things that you have to keep in mind when you're starting is that if you keep postponing going out in the real world to try out your idea, and you just, I'm going to have to do this a little bit more adjustment here and there, like this perfectionist vibe, this may be a sign that you're actually afraid of trying to spoil the dream of the vision that you have. I've done that, right? I know how it is. But this is something that you really need to fight against. You really need to put yourself out there and try something out and get feedback. Because I think the other thing is, even though things will not go as planned, because they never do, does not mean that the end result will not be even better than what you could anticipate, right? I can tell from my own perspective, I never envisioned being in this position that I am right now. I could never been happier. I'm super happy. But it's not that I didn't thought it would be this way. You know, life has this weird way of, driving you around, and then if you get too attached to what you expect, you may miss on something that's even better that can hit you, right?
Yeah. So, and I think the other thing I've been finding is I get ideas in bulk. Like, I get many ideas at once. I don't get one idea, and then I pursue that. I get, 50 ideas, and I'm like, I tell my wife, and she's like, there's no way you can do all that. She's like, that's too much for you. And then she also challenges me and says, maybe those ideas aren't for you. Maybe those ideas are for you to share. Maybe they're for someone else. So she's like, share your ideas. Don't hold them and keep them from everyone else. When you get that many ideas, you might be called to share them for others. So when someone else listening goes, I could do that. I would never have thought of that on my own. But as soon as I hear Daniel mention or I hear Dave mention it, I can see myself doing that, writing the book, starting a podcast, starting a business, any of those things. I would have never thought of it on my own. But now that I've heard someone else say it, now it's my dream. I'm going to borrow your dream, Dave. I'm going to borrow your dream, Daniel. And I'm going to do the thing that you don't have time to do because you put it out in the world and said, have you ever thought about this? And I have talked to people on Zoom like this together, and they're stuck. And there's something will come to me in my ideas, and I'll be like, have you ever thought of doing this? And they look at me like I just unplugged and plugged in their computer again, and it just started up. You know, it's like their ideas start going. They're like, I never thought of it. For me? No, I never thought of that. And then they go pursue it, and they're successful. So I think for side hustles and dreaming, that if you're an idea person, that could be your side hustle, just being an idea person and just letting people know that they can do more than what they're thinking about. And that's kind of the idea for the podcast, is I want people to come to this and go, I have no plan, I have no ideas, but listening to Daniel and reading his book, now I have an idea, and now I'm going to go after it because of what Daniel's put out in the world. So we create an atmosphere of sharing ideas and dreams.
Yeah, the idea that if sometimes we think that something is fairly obvious to ourselves, and when you put them put this thing out in the world, people, and this is obvious for us, but maybe it's not obvious for someone else, and then people can really profit from and make a good use of whatever idea that you have. So maybe you think, I have this idea, but I don't think I can make it work, or maybe it's not the right time, or maybe you don't think that's like worth it, or for whatever reason. But that doesn't mean that it's not going to be a good thing for someone else, right? Maybe they will give this light bulb moment, you know, the click, like, as you mentioned, they click something to them, and then they can make a good use of it. When you were talking about this, it kind of reminded me of somewhat of a coaching, right? So a coaching experience, like you're basically trying to inspire other people also to you know, live their potential, to explore their own ideas, and maybe help them figure out what they want to do.
Yeah.
This is, in a way, my goal with the book that I wrote, the You're Not Your Job book, is to help people find what drives them, right? So it's basically a journey of introspection, because I cannot tell, you should do like this, you should look like that. It's like not like a how-to guide or a manual of a sort. The idea is to prompt the reader to ask themselves a lot of questions, you know, so they they can figure out by themselves at which point they are and what they would like have fun or what they would like try to do with their lives. This is a process, right? There is no ready-made answers for any of this, and I don't promise any answer. The idea is actually to ask questions. And if you go out in the world and you talk to people, and if you can like bump your ideas into other people, they will give you feedback. Right. Yeah. And this is something that I've learned over time, that if you throw an idea at someone else, they will try. Most people will try to help you out. Right. And to give you a hand and say, you can do this, you can do that. I mean, I do that myself. If someone bumps an idea into me and say, OK, maybe like this, maybe like that. So, I mean, you can have faith in other people, that most people will try to be helpful and tell you whatever they can to foster your idea.
Yeah, I think that's the idea. Again, having an outside point of view, you can speak into people's lives and say, have you ever thought about this? Or I see this in you. And people are like, oh, I never saw that in me, right? You know, and now it's like once you say it, then they start thinking about it. Then they start dreaming about it, you know, and off they go from there. And we talked about this on Living the Next Chapter, but you mentioned in your book that you have two images in your book on page 47 of gravestones. And we identify our identity in our job title and who we are. And when we meet people in public, you and I meet each other, we walk up, we shake hands. It's like, hi, my name is Dave. I'm a podcaster. And hi, I'm Daniel. I'm an author. And we live under the titles of what we do. But it's not who we are. And you actually do a nice little image in your book showing two gravestones with two options for Bob. Can you explain the idea behind the images in your book for this?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, this is one of the central topics in the book, right? That we are too attached to our job as our identities. And I kind of try to, you know, shock a little bit the reader by showing this picture of two gravestones. One reads, here lies Bob, beloved father and husband. And then the other one reads, here lies Bob, beloved engineer. You could read any other profession, right? It could be beloved software developer, like I am a software developer, or beloved lawyer, whatever. Right? But you never see gravestones like this, right? At least I had never seen anyone in real life. Because at the end of the day, we are remembered by what we do, right? Or, no, not what we do as a profession, but how we behave to others, our relationships, like a beloved father and husband or son or a good friend, someone you can count on. These kind of things, right? This is going to leave your mark. So if I help someone else, and I remember something, you don't even know sometimes the impact that you have on other people. A guy approached me over email, said, okay, can you take a look at my manuscript? It was some technical topic that I knew about. And I'm like, yeah, sure, let me take a look. And then I wrote a feedback for him saying, yeah, you can explore this a little bit more, you know, some tips. And then I finished my email. Yeah, I'm glad to help a fellow author. And I mean, I saw him as an author. He gave me a 70-page manuscript. For me, he's an author. And he was like, whoa. You're the first time someone called me an author. Wow. Thank you so much. And like you know, gives me chills when I when I talk about this, because for me it was like straightforward, right? He's an author. He wrote like a big piece of technical content, like technical book, but he would not see himself as such. So I helped him in a way, right, with a simple word, without even knowing that I was helping him so much. So I mean, of course, I know that this guy will to some extent remember this. You know, this may help him. And I can put myself in the same position. It was like not as personal, but my journey as an author started when I got an email from a publisher and said, yeah, we are an acquisition editor of this publishing house, and we are considering to... writing a book, getting a book about PyTorch, the topic that I wrote, my technical book. Would you like to work with us? Like, whoa, me? Yeah. You know, I didn't see myself as an author too at that point. And then that guy got me thinking, okay, someone that's a professional in this area considers me a potential author. Maybe I can try to do something like that. And, you know, this kind of jump started this path in my life. You know, this it kind of branched my reality, if you like these science fiction movies. When something happens and then, you know, you get that different branched reality, that was mine.
Yeah.
You know, you never know what's coming, and you never know kind of impact you're going to have on people and what other impact other people going to have on you. And this is what you're going to be remembered for, right? For the good that you do, the good stuff that you do.
Yeah. It's like when you see potential in someone, you want to encourage them to move forward with that. And I love the fact that that a company saw potential in you to turn you into an author, to write that book. But then you also in turn did that for someone else.
Yeah.
Right? So you had the opportunity to receive it and you had the opportunity to give it. You did both. So I think that's something that we could do as side hustlers, as we challenge ourselves, as we see greatness in somebody, call it out. Say, you're really good at this one thing. Have you ever thought about fill in the blank? And because they might never see themselves in that way, right? They may never see themselves as an author, but you say they are. And now they go home and go, wow, I'm an author. Wow, no one's ever called me that before. I love that. I remember when the first time a doctor looked at me at the hospital and said, congratulations, Dad, you have a son. Now, no one's ever called me Dad before that moment. I was just Dave, right? Or I was a husband. But now I'm a dad. And somebody I don't know called me that. Mm-hmm. I'm like, it's true. I'm a dad. So I have a new identity because somebody saw something in me or my circumstance that I didn't identify at the moment. And that's my title. So I think we can do that as a side hustlers and realizing again that we're not our job. I think that's why I love your book so much, is I think we all place too much emphasis on our job to be our identity. That's who we are. And I think we're deeper than that. I think we have more to share with the world than our job title. So I love the idea of why your book's in the world. So it's great, Daniel.
Thanks. Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, and I think that the thing with the confusion that we have with the identity and the job is that also, of course, everyone has to make the ends meet, right? We have to do whatever we have to do to support ourselves, to support our families. And we get so caught up in these dynamics that we end up sometimes forgetting what we would like to do. And I think this is an important part of a side hustle, because it can also help you out finding your own identity, right? I was a software developer, right? I liked the writing, but I didn't see myself as an author, right? And then at some point when this happened to me, I'm like, okay, maybe I should. And I also had a very good friend, and he encouraged me. Yeah, dude, you should really write a book. You know, I really have to thank this guy, this good friend of mine. I remember I was in Spain, in Granada, spending Christmas 2019. And he was like, yeah, dude, write a book. And then the whole thing started in the pandemic, right? Because then I had a lot of free time. So, okay, what else can I do? I cannot do anything else. Cannot go out. Cannot go out for dinner, you know. With the initial lockdown, it was so weird.
Yeah.
And I started writing. And then this, you know, was something that at the end of the day was allowed me to make a little money on the side. So it became a side hustle, even if I did not have any proper expectations about it in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And the funny thing is that this is somewhat unexpected, I would say, because I had many ideas over my life, like, okay, maybe I should try this, maybe I should try that. You know, I was always trying to come up with a side hustle, if you will. I didn't call it like that back then,
yeah.
But now in retrospective, I was. And then I had built up so many websites for all different kinds of things you could possibly imagine, you know, and other stuff back in Brazil when I used to live there. And nothing ever took off for real. So I cannot say, yeah, I made money or any of those were like something that could be seen as the side income. But I learned a lot through that. Right. So many, many lessons. And then in retrospective, I like, oh, OK, yeah, I did that and didn't work because of this. So I think it's an evolution. Right. You try something and then it doesn't work. You try the next. Which brings me to something that I think that's fairly important. And also a message that I would like to tell to everyone that's listening. There is this concept called the small bets. Which means try something, but don't go all in on anything.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
You know, it should not be all or nothing. So, I mean, it's a side hustle. It's good that you keep your day job when you're beginning, because then you feel safer, right? That you're providing for your family or for providing for yourself. And then you try something else. And if it doesn't work, that's okay. As you mentioned, there are so many ideas in the world, right? You cannot come up with something else, and then you try something else. The important thing is keep trying, right?
Yeah.
And then if it fails, you fail small. Then you start over. That's okay. Right? That's part of the process. That's part of the learning process. No one starts running right away, right? We first need to learn how to walk.
Yeah.
Or crawl and then walk. And right. Only then we can run. So.
Yeah. But you don't just become an author. You have to start writing words on paper. That's how you start to become an author. Right? You don't just jump to the end. You actually have to do that. And you talk a lot about in your book around procrastinating mm-hmm. and putting things off. And there was a little, some point, and you said you were talking to one person in the conversation, they said, you're procrastinating on a decision you have already made. And I'm like, oh, can you tell us more about that interaction? Yeah. Because I think there's a lot of us that are doing that, where we want a side hustle, we want the thing, but we keep on pushing it away from us. Was just not today, maybe tomorrow. Keep procrastinating. Yeah. Tell us more about that conversation.
That was a big moment. Because deep down we know what we want, right? But it's really hard to act on it. So I knew what I wanted to do, but I was always coming up with excuses. Yeah, I just need to wait a few more months and I'm going to finish this project. I'm going to get this bonus, you know, and then I'm going to be able to do this. I'm going to save this little bit more money or going to buy that stuff before. And then this is something that I actually discussed with my therapist back then. And she was, and she knew the whole story, right? She knew my background. And then she was like, she said that very, very sentence, you're procrastinating on a decision you already made. I mean, for her, it was obvious, right? She was from a more objective point of view. She was listening to me, and she was probably wondering, why haven't you, you know, pulled the plug already and just move go. On yeah. with that? You already yeah. know everything that you need to know in order to do that. What are you waiting for? And I did not know what I was waiting for, right? I was just making these excuses because, in a way, we have, like I said, we have fear of maybe we'll not make enough money, or maybe no people not like our work, or maybe I'm not going to be as successful as I was dreaming. And all these things put you on hold. And it really takes a spouse, a therapist, a good friend, someone else to give you this little bump. And this is why I think that's something that you mentioned. It's important to share your ideas. Because if you live inside your own head, it's much harder, you know, to take the leap, to move, take that one very first step towards the place where you want to go. It's easier for a good friend, not easy, right? But not as hard for a good friend of yours, to someone that you can trust, to tell you, dude, you're ready. Go for it.
Yeah.
You know, and when she told me that, like, okay, yeah, I have to do that. And then I even write in the book, that would be awesome if I could say, yeah, I quit on that very day, right? But real life, it's not a movie, right? It doesn't work like that.
No.
So between that conversation and actually quitting, it was like 4 months, 5 months, and then another 3 months notice period, because in Germany we have 3 months notice period. So it was a lot of time to prepare, but it was already, you know, set. Because I stopped procrastinating on that decision. It was already made. It was already due. But someone need to tell me. And otherwise, I would not know if I would be here talking to you today.
No. See? Yeah, I love that. And I was reading from another author, and they said something along the lines of, when you come up with an idea and no one around you has the desire to have a side hustle, no one around you wants to do extra, they just want to do their job and go home. So you're sitting in the lunchroom with all your coworkers and you start sharing your idea for something different or something more, you get a little bit of people looking at you like, isn't this job enough? Like, isn't this enough for you? Why do you want more? Like, why do you want to do something extra? And then you get a lot of people not understanding your motivation and that you want to do this extra thing. Mm-hmm. And the author that I was reading, they said in that moment, you kind of feel like you're a little crazy in that no one else is doing anything extra. Why do I feel this way? And the author said, you're not crazy. You're just first. You're just the first one out of your group, your family, your coworkers to want something different for your life. So you're not crazy. You're just the first one to do it. And the people in your life, they might not understand your motivation. They might not understand why you're not happy with just what everyone else has. But there's something inside of you that says, I have this dream, whatever it is. I want to be an author. I want to have a podcast. I want to create something. No one else in my community, my family, my partner, no one else wants this, but I want it. So don't be afraid and don't procrastinate, right? Just go do the thing. You're not crazy. You're just the first. So enjoy it. And the other people are going to see you and go, if Daniel can write a book, I know Daniel. I can write a book. I know Dave. He has a podcast. I can have a podcast. If Dave can do it, anybody can do it, right? At one point, you actually have to step up and step out and just follow your dream, do the thing. Even if no one in your community understands you and they all think you're crazy, you're not crazy. You're just first.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Because people will be in different stages in their lives. They have different priorities. They have different kinds of interests. You know, the happiness or whatever they define how success is defined is different for every person, right? Yeah. I mean, when I was younger, my definition of success was, yeah, making a lot of money. I wanted to make a lot of money. I wanted to buy stuff. I wanted to buy things. It's like the default path, if you will, that we get when you were young. Things progressed or what changed to me, right? As I grew older, some people will have this drive to do something different much earlier, in a much earlier age, which is also fine. And the part about community, right, that you mentioned, the good thing today is that you can actually look up for a community that is more similar to you in a way, right? Yeah. I mean, that's the beauty of the internet. For all the issues that social networks may cause, there is the good side, the benefit of it. If you look for people with similar interests or people that are in a similar drive as yours, you're going to find them, right? They are all there in the internet. And you can find someone that will not consider you crazy. They should feel, oh, I found my own. I can talk to these other people on a similar, with the similar topics, right? With the similar interests. And then you can help out each other. Yeah. And this is related to what I mentioned at the beginning. People will try to help you out. Right. If you ask for help, and the hard part is asking for help.
Yeah.
And I must say, I still struggle with that. Sometimes, like, what they will think of me if I ask for help, or if I ask for an opinion, or they will think, you know, it's so hard to overcome this. This is something that I'm still learning. I cannot say, I mastered that. No, I haven't. I still, you know, when I say, I would like to thank you. Mm. Dave, for this, because one thing that helped me so much in this process was that for your podcast, you had this meet and greet link for Calendly, which for me, it was like, you know, so much easier, because I felt the pain, like, okay, I'm going to write an email to someone, like trying to invite myself to be a guest. And then I was like, okay, how... I would spend hours, you know, crafting an email, because I didn't want to sound lame or, you know, presumptuous or anything. So hard to get this right. But then you had like, okay, click on this link. You can schedule something and then you can talk to see if it's a good fit. Like, awesome, you know, lifts the weight out of my shoulder. And then we talked and then we really, really hit it off. And like, okay, cool. That's so much easier. That's a learning process. You'll find sometimes it's going to be easier. Thank you very much for this.
That's good.
And sometimes you have to, you know, jump through the hoops and see if we can get there.
Yeah.
But never stop trying, right? So this would be something to...
It's good feedback, Daniel. And I appreciate that, because I put it on my website and I'm like, I don't even know if I'm going to use it. And to know that you found value in that, that's amazing. So again, Daniel, before we go, I think if you're going to start a side hustle, I think having your book, You're Not Your Job, Going Above and Beyond Yourself, I think it's a good manual for anybody who wants to have a side hustle. I think they need to copy this book. Now, when does this book officially release around the world? When can we all get a copy of this?
So this book is already available for pre-order for the Kindle edition on Amazon.
Okay.
It's going to be published on April 23rd. And in that date, they will also be available as a paperback and hardcover in the markets that Amazon has this print on demand. So Canada, US, UK, Germany, pretty much everywhere in Europe, Japan, Australia. So lots of places will be covered by the paperback edition and hardcover. And the Kindle edition is available everywhere, right?
Beautiful. So, I love it.
If you want to learn more about the book, you can also visit my website, yournotyourjob.com. And I really hope that you like it. I mean, as I said, the idea behind the book is to help you out, ask yourself the hard questions. It's a journey of introspection to figure out what's valuable to you, what you like to be doing. How can you get there, right? So, I mean, I will not go as far as saying that's like a full manual, but it gives you the like a stepping stone towards your goals. Hopefully, you will be able to, you know, take one step towards the direction that you want to go. Mm-hmm. And later on, if you buy the book, if you like what you read, I would appreciate if you get me some feedback. If there is this contact email in the book itself, you can send me a message. I'm happy to, thrilled to hear what other people think. If the book helped someone in any way, that would be awesome. That's the point of the book, right? To try to share my journey to inspire others to.
That's good.
Take a step.
I love it. It's like a workbook. There's places for you to write in here. There's places for you to reflect. I love that you add your own personal stories to what you're talking about as well, to get to know you a little bit more. And there's even a link here to your website as well. So everything's there for you to to stay in touch with Daniel and to talk to him. If you're a podcaster listening to this and you're like, I would love to have Daniel on my podcast, then all the links are going to be in the show notes to reach out to Daniel. Have him on. He's an amazing guest. You need him on your show. I can tell you that right away, especially if you have an author podcast. Definitely get this guy on your show. Daniel, thank you so much for the book. Again, being one of the first in Canada to hold this in my little hands, what a joy for me to have this show up in my house. Thank you for that. And I just love what you've done. I want to encourage you to do more because you have a gift. You said to somebody else that they were an author and it made them feel good. I'm telling you, you're a great author. And you need to do more than one book like this. We need more of this in our world, okay? So you got work to do. I want to see more from you.
Thanks a lot, Ada. That's really encouraging. Thank you for your kind words. You're the very first Canadian person with my book in your hands. I'm thrilled that you find it this way. This is still a journey to me, so I'm still figuring out a lot of stuff. Thank you so much. And it was a pleasure to talk to you.
It's amazing. I love when I get to meet great, inspiring people who have a message and they want to help people. Daniel, I'm really excited to have you on the podcast and I'm excited to watch your journey. Good things are ahead for you, my friend.
Hope so. Thanks.
It's great. Everyone, all the information for Daniel, again, in the show notes, as always, reach out and pre-order the book now. And when you get the book, leave an amazing review. Let everybody know how this book helped you. Don't just write great book, great author. Meh, meh. No, actually write something that means something and tell people why the book is such a great book and why Daniel's such a great author. Let the world know so more people will buy the book. That's your job as you listen to this and as you purchase the book. Again, all the information in the show notes. Daniel, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks for checking out the podcast. If you want more information, livingmysidehustle.com. Livingmysidehustle.com. We'll meet you over there. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Hey parents, if you're anything like me, balancing screen time for our kids is a constant struggle. That's why I want to share a little secret with you. KidsPod, a revolutionary app where podcasts aren't just for adults anymore. KidsPod offers a treasure trove of kid-friendly podcasts, making it super easy and safe for your little ones to explore, learn, and be entertained without staring at a screen. And the best part? It's completely free to download. Empower their imagination and curiosity with content that's made just for them. Download the KidsPod app today, because podcasts are for kids too.